Okay, William. Hey, April 30th. Happy almost 5th year birthday. Woohoo! So I had to tell you the next chapter of Uncle Key's Cafe. And this is a meeting with the trolls. Now, if you remember, we left Gustav Pannier, or GP to his friends, staring contentedly at the glacial river, snapping photos, trying to get some ambient rock sound, and behind him, several trolls came out of the woods. And that's where I left you. But before we go there, let's scroll back a little bit and back into Apple Knoll. Back before GP roared off. What happened to 3T and Squeaky Toy and his mom and the Toy Shop Witch? Well, let me tell you, that's where the story starts. So after Dr. O'Toole Talltale gave Uncle Key a big hug, she marched her little boys and Margaret Maplethorn down to Tutty's Grocery and Emporium, and they went to buy tickets for the Tutty Troll Train. Now, the Tutty Troll Train really wasn't a train, it was a bus, but he liked Tutty Troll Train because it was T-T-T, that it was really good alliteration. So they went to buy tickets for all of them because they wanted to see the Spring Troll Romp. Every spring, the gates of Troll Mountain would open, the big, huge gates. Mr. Glub and Troll Mountain, the king of the trolls, would announce, "Time for us to smell the air." That's because trolls, being in the mountain under all that snow, stayed in all winter. But in the springtime, when the snows had melted, the grass was coming on the mountains, they opened the big doors, and all the trolls took their food and took baskets, and they sat out on the side of the mountain and enjoyed the air and the sun and the green growing grass. Because trolls are a lot like us. They like to be outside when it's beautiful and it smells good and it's springtime. So, Dr. O'Toole Talltale had read about this in a magazine in Skedaddle, and she thought this would be a good educational experience for her boys. So that's why they were in Apple Knoll. Little did she know that Uncle Key was there too. So they went to Tutty's Grocery and Emporium, and they walked down to the end where the Tutty Troll Train could sell tickets. And first they went into the gift shop. Oh my goodness, the gift shop was packed with troll stuff. You wouldn't believe it. Trolls everywhere. They had troll postcards. They had troll romp pictures from years past. They had troll t-shirts. I saw the trolls at Apple Knoll. Oh, 3T saw one of those and burst out laughing. And Curtis Cuttlefish said, I gotta get one. I gotta get one. Because it had a little troll with binoculars looking at you. I saw the trolls at Apple Knoll. And Kwame Mugambi, he said, I wonder where this is made. And you know where the t-shirts were made? They were made in Ghana, in Africa. And his mother was from Ghana, and he was very, very pleased. He said, I'm going to get one for myself. So all three kids looked in their pockets, and they had just enough money, and they all bought themselves I Saw Trolls and Apple Knoll t-shirts. And then they looked at Squeaky Toy. They said, Squeaky, you need a t-shirt too. Well, little Squeaky Toy bent over and said, oh, arigato gozaimasu, deshone, but no, I think I'm happy. Oh, no. And they went searching, searching, and they found a small kid's t-shirt that just fit Squeaky Toy. And they all laughed, ha ha, they laughed. And they ran up to Dr. O'Toole Talltale and said, Mom, can I buy Squeaky Toy a t-shirt? And she said, okay, here. And she handed over some money. Because she was poking through a book at the time, being a Dr. O'Toole Talltale, all they want to do is read sometimes. Anyway, she was reading a book, skimming through a book that was among a whole bookshelf of books. And this was from Longstreet Bones, PhD, Masters of the Underground, Troll Society and Economy. Well, she had picked that out from a bunch of the books that were My Life Among the Trolls or Troll Cooking 1, 2, 3. Because after all, she was a doctor and she wasn't read any of those trash books that basically told her how to cook mushrooms. But Margaret Maplethorn, oh, Margaret Maplethorn was in toy heaven because she had found troll figurines made in Apple Knoll for from recycled plastics like water bottles and styrofoam. They were so cute. There was a picture of Mr. Glub sitting on his throne, and there were troll mammies, big old mammies walking around, and there were little troll kids and little troll soldiers who were very fierce, and you want to avoid them because they have long spears and those tend to cut, and when they jab them at you, that's what they intend to do. But as toys, they were cute. And she found they were made in Apple Knoll. So she was working with Mr. Tuddy on the side saying, "Can I order some? Can I have some in my toy shop?" Because she thought these would be a hit in her toy shop. Oh my goodness, they were having the best time. And then Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at the clock and said, "We have to buy tickets. We have to get on the Tuddy Toral train." So she walked up to the gate and she bought tickets for herself and for Margaret Maplethorne and for 3T and Curtis and Kwame. And then she looked down at Squeaky Toy and said, "I'd like a ticket for him. Do you have a child's ticket?" And the man at the turnstile looked down at the booth. He looked down at Squeaky Toy. And he looked up at Dr. O'Toole Talltale. He looked back down at Squeaky Toy. "And I'm sorry, ma'am, that little kid can't come." She said, "What? What do you mean he can't come? We're all going on the Tuddy Troll train." He said, no, I'm sorry, he's too small. You have to be at least a meter and a half, and he's only a meter." Well, it is true that Squeaky Toy Robot was a meter high, and even with his new solar-powered hat, he wasn't much taller than that. And Margaret Maplethorne said, but he was going to see the trolls." "I'm sorry, ma'am, but rules are the rules, and it's written right here." And there it was. There was a little board that had a big board, and it had a line, and said, "Stand here. If you're not taller than this line, you can't go on the Tuddy Troll Train." Oh, they were so disappointed. Oh, 3T couldn't believe it. He was almost ready to go home and give him back his "I Saw the Trolls" and a Dapple Knoll t-shirt. But his mom said, "Now, 3T, Timmy, Tommy, Toby, we have to abide by the rules. Obviously, it's for safety, or maybe the insurance company won't carry them. But I'm sure that Ayatsuri Ningyo can sit here and wait for us." And she looked at Squeaky Toy and said, "Ayatsuri Ningyo, you can sit here and wait for us and keep out of trouble, can't you?" The little robot said, Aye, the show, yes. And he bowed. He said, "Good. Well, you go sit out in the front of the store. There are some rocking chairs. You can just sit there and watch traffic and watch people go by. We'll be gone maybe 4 or 5 hours, so you're just going to have to take care of yourself, but I am sure you can entertain yourself, can't you?" He said, Hi, the show. She said, "Oh, good. And then when we come back, we're all going to dinner at Uncle Key's Cafe. Though you're not going to eat anything, you can watch us and have fun with us, and it'll be good." Little Squeaky Toy Robot, oh, bless his soul. He's a robot, and he has a soul. He said, "Yes, ma'am, I will sit here." And he bowed. He walked out to the front of the store, made himself cozy in a rocking chair, and started rocking away. This little Japanese kid in a big rocking chair, watching the world go by, even though it was a small world. And then Dr. O'Toole Talltale and Margaret Maplethorne and the three kids all climbed onto the Tuddy Troll train, or the bus, actually, and they all scooted off up to see the trolls. Well, not long after that, Gustav Panier finished his talk with Uncle Key, and Uncle Key showed him how to go, told him to get out of town, and GP jumped to his Jeep, turned it on, and raced around the corner, getting out of town. Well, he was going kind of fast, and he really shouldn't go that fast, but sometimes people don't really get it. As he was driving out of town, though, he was roaring by, and he saw this little Japanese kid again. "Hey, what's he doing there? He's in front of the store, sitting in the rocking chair, wearing this silly T-shirt. I saw the trolls in Apple Knoll, and he's got that funky hat on." Well, it was a really interesting little hat, and it was reflecting the sun and putting energy into him, but GP didn't know that. And he said, I thought to himself, oh, I can get a twofer when I come back. I'll interview the little Japanese kid and do some ethnographic journalism of the Japanese children in the Troll Mountains, and then I can get him to give me some color for Uncle Key's Cafe. Oh, goody, this is be great. And he hit the gas and went down the road. Well, you know how we found Marvel Rap Track, and he would talk to Marvel, and Marvel came out of his ultra light, and Marvel told him that Uncle Key's Cafe was right downtown. He doesn't understand why he didn't see it. Well, this kind of bothered GP, because GP had expected to, he asked a question, he should get an answer. It didn't occur to him that maybe he was so rude that Uncle Key didn't want to talk to him. No, people who are rude often don't understand how rude they are. But he was kind of bothered. And he said, I'm bothered that he didn't. Well, why would he do that? So because he was so bothered, because he was just so, like, not listening, he really didn't pay attention when Marvel Rap Track said, now remember, when you get to the fork in the road, you want to go northwest, not southeast. Northwest. But he heard northwest, he heard southeast, but he didn't connect anything. And then finally, before he took off, and this is something I forgot, but it's a really important thing not to forget, is Marvel Rap Track gave him his cell phone number. He said, look it, if you run into trouble or need some help, just give me a call. And patted him on the back, and then GP roared off again, vroom, and roared up. And you know how he went. He went into the hills, and he turned on his ultra-sensitivity, omnidirectional wireless microphones so they could get color from all the sounds in the mountains, so all they could really hear was him stepping on the gas and going, vroom, 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 vroom. But he turned on his virtual holographic video camera because he thought, well, I can take pictures going into the mountains, and I'll use that as a lead for my video report, and that'll be great. And so he took off. And as we said, he got to the fork in the road, and he said, which way shall I go? Well, yes, he had a Goggle GPS satellite tracker mapper, and he could see just where he was. But a GPS satellite tracker mapper doesn't help you if you forget the right way to go. And he chose the wrong way. Well, it was an okay way. It was just at that moment the wrong way. And again, we see how sometimes a fib has repercussions that you don't think of when you tell it, but they come back to you. So he rode off to the southeast, and as we said, he kept roaring and driving over dirt and gravel and a little track, and then it ended because it ended at the glacier. Well, he didn't know that this was the glacier at the back of Troll Mountain, and it was really Mr. Glubb's glacier, or Glubb Glacier for short. And he didn't know that that was the back door for a lot of troll mischief makers, because there are a lot of ways out of Troll Mountain if you want to get out. And there are a lot of other ways that nobody really watches, but you can get out. So he climbed out of his car, right, his Jeep. He turned off his Jeep, but he made sure that his dynamic decibel dual input digital audio recorder was in his hand, because he was going to take some audio of the stream going by. And his virtual holographic video camera was rolling around and around on the little flag that he had, his Wu-Wei flag on top of the Jeep, and he had his ultra-sensitivity omnidirectional wireless mini microphones hidden in a pair of flowers that he had stuck up as another little mask to make him look pretty and smart, because he could have pictures of the bees coming trying to pollinate the flowers. And then he took his picopixelator telephoto camera so that he could take pictures, and because it was a warm day, he took off his Mega Mini helmet cam and he put it on the seat beside him. Well, he walked to the side of the river and he watched the water gushing off the glacier. It was coming so cold, if you could take a drink, your teeth would chatter. And it was blue-white, because glacier water is beautiful and it's blue-white, and it was purling and roaring along. Well, what he had failed to notice when he drove up, because he was what they call a city slicker from Skedaddle, he didn't notice the couple of figures that were climbing down the side of the glacier. And they were sort of in the woods, sort of in the glacier, but they saw him. Oh, they saw him. Now, I got to tell you a little bit about trolls. Trolls are trolls. There's no way around it. And if they can get a free lift of anything, oh, they like food. Food is good. Mr. Teddy has lost one or two truckloads of food. He couldn't figure out what happened to him, but they'll somehow or other, the contents made it into Troll Mountain. And then computers, oh, they love cell phones. Oh, they loved anything technological. They didn't know how to work them, but they loved them anyway. And so they were always on the lookout for something good, something fun, something they could help themselves to. And so when they saw GP drive up with his Jeep, and then walk away, they thought, oh, this is a gift from some really lucky us, from a human. Oh, and they silently crept down underneath the trees to get a look at the Jeep. Well, these three trolls were troll teen mischief makers, if you don't mind my saying. They were full of hijinks, they were full of high spirits, they were full of themselves. And the leader was called Grassy. Now, you're going to say, Grassy? That doesn't even sound like a tough troll name. Well, it was during the troll romp years before that Grassy's mother was let out in the fresh air, and she sat in the grass, and she was looking around, and it was so fresh, and it was so wonderful to be out, and the grass was covering the mountains, and the little spring flowers were coming up and peeping up. It was a delightful day. And that night, Grassy was born. And his mother was thinking, well, I have to give him a name, and I want to give him a name that's wonderful. It's how I feel being outside and on the troll romp. Well, she wasn't going to name him after a flower. I mean, trolls, flowers. So she named him Grassy. She liked that name. So he was Grassy. His friend was Rocky. We won't go into that name, but you can guess why he was named Rocky. A lot of rocks in troll country. And the third troll, Mr. Mischief himself, was Bernie. Now, this is Bernie, B-U-R-N-Y, because he liked to play with fire. And that's enough of that. That's another story. But he did. So these three trolls came under the trees. They ducked behind the blackberry bushes. They came out again. GP was down by the river. They couldn't see him. They thought, gee, maybe this guy had just given it to us and walked away. I guess we ought to go see for ourselves. So they did. They crept down, they crept up to the Jeep, they looked inside. Oh, stuff. Well, meanwhile, the dual input digital audio recorder was recording them, and the virtual holographic video camera was recording them, going round and round. It saw them creep down. It spotted them coming to the Jeep. The wireless mini microphones picked up them talking. And they were walking around the Jeep saying, this is great. So they started to climb into the Jeep, and they climbed around it. They started to see what they could see. They opened up the glove compartment, what's in there. They looked under the hood. They found GP's extra clothes, thought they were really silly and tried them on. And they didn't really feel good, but in the meantime, they sort of ripped their T-shirts and they kind of made a mess of the clothes and trampled them into the dirt and walked all over them because they didn't care. And then they found the flowers. Oh, pretty flowers! And they broke off the mast. And then one of them said, here, would you like to smell the flowers? And he jammed his nose into the flowers and he hit the wireless microphone and he pulled the microphones out and said, huh, what's that? And he pulled them right out of the flowers. Oh, me, good, yum. And he tried to eat them, but they're microphones. And he hurt his teeth and he spit them out. There they were on the ground, pretty useless. And somebody else looked at the flag. Oh, Rocky said, a flag, oh, a flag. And he broke that off. And he looked at that, and he looked up and found the holographic recorder. Oh, me like. And he pulled it off out of the flag, the Wu-Wei flag, and let the Wu-Wei flag go into the mud, and they walked all over it. Oh, no, that's what would you do to a Wu-Wei flag? And they pulled out the holographic, and then Rocky looked at Bernie and said, food, huh? You want a bite? Well, Bernie liked fire, but he wasn't too bright. And Bernie said, me eat. And so he tried to take a bite of the holographic camera. Well, fortunately for Bernie, he did not take a bite out of the glass lens. He took a bite out of the back part. But you know what happened? Oh, that broke too. Ow! Oh, and he spit it out and he threw it on the ground. That was the end of that. So then they started rummaging through the Jeep. Oh, look at this. And they found the supersized journalist tablet stylus with ready right foot tracking this and software. And they thought it was cool. Yay! And they wanted to play catch with it. Catch! Woo! And they started playing catch. Oh, catch it! Catch it! Catch it until Grassy dropped it and it hit a rock. And pew, oh no, there went the tablet. Well, then Bernie said, me like. And he looked at the steering wheel. Me like. And he started yanking and pulling and pulling it and trying to pull it. And he, you know what he did? He broke it off. And he pulled off the steering wheel. Me like. Ho ho. Well, this was going from bad to worse. And then Grassy spotted the Mega Mini helmet cam with voice control. And he said, hat me like. And he put it on his head. Well, this is a really cute hat. It looked like a pith helmet. It was a rim all the way around. And it had the Mick and Minnie helmet cam enlarged inside it, right behind the little Wu Wei logo, so you really wouldn't notice it. And they didn't think of it. They didn't think of eating it, because just at that time, they found GP's food basket. Oh, my goodness. Then they had a picnic. Well, during all of this, GP is happily sitting there taking the pictures of the river, listening to the water, getting the water sound. And then he said, you know, I feel kind of hungry. Maybe I'll go back and get an apple or a sandwich, and I can sit here and have a little picnic lunch. This is so nice out. Even if I made a wrong turn, it's good. And he turned around. Ah! What did he see? Oh, my God. Three figures with tails, and they were all over his Jeep. And he thought, oh no, trolls. And then he saw that one of them was wearing his Mega Mini helmet cam. He thought, oh no, they're going to ruin everything. Oh, they're going to ruin everything. And then, just before he bolted for the nearest tree and climbed it, he had a flash of rational thinking. He said, turn on the Mega Mini helmet cam. So he pulled out his telephone and he dialed his super Wi-Fi cell signal amplifier in his front truck in the dashboard. And he dialed it up and it answered the phone. And he said, amplifier, turn on the Mega Mini helmet cam. And you know what that amplifier did? Because it was a smart router amplifier, and it called the Mega Mini helmet cam that had a voice control, and it said, turn on. The Mega Mini helmet cam, it didn't say anything because it didn't have a voice, but it turned on. Boop! And there were the trolls. There was Grassy happily wearing it, and the trolls happily going through GP's lunch and dinner and breakfast the next day, pulling things out, sniffing the ham sandwiches, eating them up. Oh, yum, yum, yum! And trolls are not polite eaters. They've never learned to be polite. They were never taught to be polite. Human parents teach their kids to be polite eaters, but not troll parents. They think messy eating is fun. Oh, look how messy he is. He's totally mushroomed. That's because they mostly eat mushrooms in the winter. But that's another story. It's not part of this. So the troll teen mischief makers were having a great time with all of the food. And GP said, I better get safe. So you know what he did? He went and he found a big cedar tree with branches down to the ground. And he started climbing. And he climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed up until there was a little hole in the branches, and he could actually see his Jeep, and he could see the trolls, and he could see everything. And they were busy destroying it. They were finishing eating, and they were looking at other things to do. And there was Grassy trying to pull off his tires, and there was Rocky and Bernie pulling off his rear spare tire. They thought it was hilarious. They finally yanked it off. Broke the back door, and then they rolled it into the river by the glacier. Woohoo! They laughed and laughed. GP said, oh, I can't do it. And his little dual input digital audio recorder couldn't reach him. It was not. And his Pixel camera could, his extended camera could. So he took some pictures that he could see, but he was so upset. So he said, oh, what can I do? Oh my goodness, I'm stuck here with trolls. And what he did was actually very smart. He called Marvel Raptrack. He called him on his cell phone, and he said, Mr. Raptrack. And Marvel said, hello, who is this on the other side? Who's this? He said, Mr. Raptrack, it's me. It's me, Gustav Pannier. You talked to me just a little bit ago. Oh, yes, what can I help you with? Well, I ended up at a glacier. I must have taken the wrong turn, and there are trolls here. They're just destroying my car. Help! And he hung up. The trolls, meanwhile, were back at the basket of food, and they were munching away. They were tearing out his seats at this point because they thought it'd be fun to have some seats. So they tore out the back seats, and they put them on the ground, and they were both sitting on them. And then they started wrestling all over the seats, and they thought this was the funniest thing in the world. Let's see if we got the front seats. And they were starting to pull the front seats out. This poor Jeep was having a hard time, I have to say. And meanwhile, Marvel Raptrack had gotten the call. And he said, uh-oh, my boy is in trouble. He went the wrong way, and he ended up at the back end of Glub's Glacier. Ooh, this could be a problem. What can I do? I got to call Strong Bones. I'll call Strong Bones. So we called Strong Bones. He said, Strong Bones, you got to help me. Strong Bones said, what? He said, well, this strange kid came through town. This ethnographic something or other. And he was going to go interview trolls. Strong Bones just laughed and said, well, that's the last you've seen of him. He said, no. He's there. He went the wrong way. And now he's at Club's Glacier. You know where that is. Strong Bones knew exactly where that was. Yes, indeedy. And Marvel said, you've got to go get him out of there. He's in trouble. He's up in a tree, I think. And the trolls are trashing his Jeep. Well, Strong Bones said, ay, 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 tourists. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'll go. I have time. I can do it. And he decided he'd just run down to see Tuggy Tuddy at Mr. Tuddy's store. Tuggy Tuddy was his great friend from high school. He'd go down to Tuggy and he'd borrow Tuggy's dirt bike. That would get him up to Glub's Glacier pretty quick, and he could figure out what to do with the trolls in the meantime. So back to GP. GP's sitting in the tree, and he's trying to take pictures with his Pico Pixelator telephoto camera, and he can do it. He can take them, but it's kind of hard to get a focus, and the leaves are in the way, and he can't get any audio, and he's sitting there going, oh no, they're eating everything. They're destroying my car. Well, I have to say that if Gustav Pannier, GP, had been a better journalist, he would have read Longstreet Bones, PhD, Masters of the Underground, Troll Society and Economy, because that would have let him know a little bit more about trolls than he knew. So while he was sitting there, Marvel Raptrack, back in Apple Knoll, decided, well, let's give him a call and tell him that help is on the way. So he called GP, and GP's phone went off. Ring, ling, 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 ring, ling, 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 ling. It was something like the Wu Wei fight song or something, right? And it was loud, and it went off. Bing, ling, ling. Oh, he grabbed it out of his pocket. He grabbed it out, turned it on. Oh. He said, what? Marvel said, help is on the way. Don't despair. And he hung up. Meanwhile, the three trolls, Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie, heard this sound. What's that sound? Well, they'd never heard the Wu Wei fight song. Oh, what's that song? And they looked over, and there, in the cedar tree, they spotted GP. Now, trolls have pretty good eyesight. They could spot him. He was a little bit away. But they went, oh, human! Woohoo! And they forgot all about ripping out his seats. They forgot all about trying to take his tires off. They forgot all about trying to take the headlights out of the Jeep. They forgot all about everything because human. And they ran towards the tree. And they surrounded the tree. And there they were. GP was up. The trolls were down. And that is where today's story ends, my little William. Because you're still 4 and you got to wait till you're 5 to hear the rest of it. But there it is. GP meets the trolls. What's going to happen? Well, I'll give you one hint. One little hint. And this is what was really good for GP. Trolls can't climb trees. They can't. Mm-mm. For some reason, they can climb rocks. They can climb in and out of caves. They can go wherever you wouldn't imagine they could go. But they just do not climb trees. So he was safe for the moment. Until they started throwing things at him. But that's the start of tomorrow's story, when Strong Bones to the rescue. All right? So tonight, I hope you have a wonderful night. I hope you have a wonderful sleep. I hope you dream dreams of being 5 and give your mama and your Donna and your little baby sister Lauren big hugs, because they are so proud of you, and so am I. And I will talk to you tomorrow on Chapter 3, Strong Bones to the Rescue.